country is desperate for someone to show us the way. Not the old way, but a new way.
The Uchi Show. Uchi.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I present for your intellectual and philosophical pleasure
the Uchi Show.
When I saw Bonanza the other day, something occurred to me. Huh? You got these four guys living on the Ponderosa, and you never hear them say anything about wanting to get laid. Huh. I mean, you never hear a horse say to little Joe, "I had such a hard on when I woke up this morning."
No.
You mean, they don't talk about broads, nothing.
You never hear
little Joe say, "Hey, horse, I went to Virginia City and I saw a girl with the greatest ass I've ever seen in my life." They just walk around the Ponderosa. "Yes, Pa, where's little Joe?" Nothing about broads. I don't think I'm being too picky, but at least once they talked about getting horny. I don't care if you live on the Ponderosa right here in Baltimore. Guys talk about getting laid. I'm beginning to think that show doesn't have too much realism. What do you think?
Ooh-wee, ooh, sweet thing. How about just a little poontang? Ooh-wee, ooh, sweet thing. How about a little poontang? She said, "A little poontang, that's where it's at. I'd like a little one too. Mine's as big as a hat." Ooh-wee, ooh, sweet thing. How about a little poontang? Took a look, said, "Darling, is that what you got?" She said, "This ain't orange powder and water, and you ain't no astronaut. This ain't no breakfast drink kind of thing. You're going to moon real soon with a real poontang, brother." Ooh-wee, ooh, sweet thing. How about just a little poontang? Ooh-wee, ooh, sweet thing. How about a little poontang? She said, "A little poontang, that's where it's at. I'd like a little one too. Mine's as big as a hat." Ooh-wee, ooh, sweet thing, how about a little poontang? So I said, "Should I ax her?" Knoxville said, "Hell yeah, ax her." So I says, "Darling, can I smell your poontang?" She said, "Why, no." So I says, "Well, it must be your socks." Ooh-wee, ooh, sweet thing, how about just a little poontang? Ooh-wee, ooh, sweet thing, how about a little poontang? She said, "A little poontang, that's where it's at. I'd like a little one too, mine's as big as a hat." Ooh-wee, ooh, sweet thing, how about a little poontang? How about it, huh?
Thank you very much. The next deputant is Anita Dick Smith. Is Anita here? Don't see her. Then, so are you, Anita? No. The next deputant is Haywood Yablom. Haywood here. The next deputant is Isaac Cox. Is Isaac here? The next deputant is Fu King. Also not here. The next deputant is Anita Hoare. And the last speaker I have listed is Ama Moran Mihivakana. Okay.
Always know Friday night, big show is on in full effect. My name is Uchi. Welcome on into the Uchi Show, man. Let me say thank you to you for spending part of your Friday night with us tonight. We are live, by the way. Let me do as I always do, bring in my co-host, my confidant, my right-hand man. Yo, Jimmy, welcome to the show.
Yo.
Yo, brother, thank you.
Yo, man, what's going on? How are you?
Doing fine. How about yourself?
I am, I was going to say slightly awesome. I'm good. Yeah, slightly awesome. What do you think of that?
Yeah, okay.
Slightly awesome. I can't be full awesome. A lot of stuff going on. And as we promised last week, I did note a couple of emails that actually came in. What happened to the show last week? Do you want to sit and explain what happened to the show last week? Or do I got to sit here and do this?
I'll let you do it because you like talking, so.
I like talking and you like complaining, so.
Exactly.
We'll let the talker handle this one. So if it's something that
complain after,
yeah, I'll do the talking and you do the complaining. All right, let's get into this. As we look at the calendar for last month, and I know I got a couple of horse shit. You're not off, or what the f? Why are you guys doing this to me? Like, it's the worst thing in the world that you and I take a day off. Do you feel the same way? I mean, is it tragedy in your camp when there's no show on Friday night?
There was quite a bit of email on my end, too. The VPZ listeners were not happy.
Well, you know, for the most part about getting into this, there was five Fridays in the month of March, right or wrong?
Correct.
So we are, our new set schedule here is three on, one off. When there's five, guess what? There's three on, one rewind, and one off, two off, in a sense, right?
Yeah.
So we're actually doing this and telling the way. And we made plenty of announcements that we're not going to be on. Because I even people coming to me going, oh, I noticed that you Twitter, you haven't posted much on Twitter. And the Uchi Show Twitter account, there's really not much going on either. What's supposed to be going on there? It's a vacation. Off, not here, so therefore there is no show. But one of the big things is tonight that's a little bit different is I'm actually broadcasting. And you know we have three studios set up, Orlando, New York, and Connecticut. And I'm actually in the New York studio. And The one proud thing I could say is that the temperature's right. It's 71 degrees in here.
Mm-hmm. I was wondering why you sounded a little bit better. You're in New York. That's why.
Yeah, I would have been actually. That's why I said I'm partially awesome. No, but dude, it's been fucking cold here, man. And I'm not gonna put on the gym bitch sweatpants right now. But I'm gonna take a page right out of your sweatpant bitch session, and just come out and lay it on you. But it has been ridiculous. I mean, there's been a couple of days in the 60s, and then the nighttime is down like 30 fucking 4 and 41 in the morning. I mean, did anybody forget to tell people up here in the Northeast that the fucking spring has begun and the calendar's changed? Has anybody forgot to throw that out there?
Well, you know, the funny part is this quote-unquote winter, these past couple of months, we are well above what our average is supposed to be.
Yeah, I'm fully aware of that.
It's quite nice right now.
I'm aware of that, but the one thing that I'm going to tell you is funny, and I've had a couple of people come in here and look at me and go, what the fuck is up? And I go, what do you mean? You're wearing a sweatshirt. I go, I'm wearing a sweatshirt? Wow. How do people notice things like that? But the one thing I did keep in the tradition of broadcasting tonight was I stayed in the flip-flops. I have Adidas flip-flops. No plug-in, but I had these Adidas flip-flops, and I actually, instead of, you know, being bare-toe, I actually put white socks underneath. So I've got white socks in the flip-flops, and I've got a sweatshirt, a Carhartt sweatshirt zipped up. And which at any moment I could fire the hood right on my head if it gets below 70 degrees in here.
Fucking wimp.
It's fucking bad, dude. It's really bad. It's like I was going to go out and maybe have a stog, maybe a beer. You know, it is Friday night, and I'm like, no. I'm going to quit everything. I'll just hide in the studio till we're done. Hey, is it 12 yet?
Almost.
Let's see if I even last that long. But no, it's been really good. And you know, when you travel from city to city and you're constantly moving around, the biggest question is, and wouldn't you agree with this, is you got to eat the food of where you're at, right?
Well, of course. Local cuisine.
Local cuisine is the shit. And you know me and the Italian side. Had to have the pizza. The one place that is, and I'm going to leave the name out, because I don't want anybody fucking starting shit. If I give you the name of the place, they're going to fucking go to town. They have had the best pizza for the longest. I mean, this is, I lived in one area in Nassau County, probably about, I don't know, it was like 5 or 6 years I lived at this place. I ordered from these guys religiously. You know, it's like when you think pizza, just like you know, you got your place that makes the grinders. And when I come up to Connecticut, you right off the bat, oh, we got to go to this place right here. This is the grinder spot. And it is, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you were to come up here and I'd say, hey, what do you want? Oh, let's get a pie. This is the number you're dialing. You know, you're not, let me get the menus. You're not doing that. You know what you're ordering. You know what the hell you want, right or wrong.
Right.
So this is the spot. So I'm all happy, dude. Yes, you know, weekend pizza, ready to go, right? Comes... box gets here, open it up, and it's like a little extra toasty on the bottom, dude. Like, like they didn't clean the fucking oven or something. I'm like, what's the black shit on the bottom of the pizza? Call the guy up. He goes, oh, you know, we make it a little hot. You fucking burned it, you dick. You make nothing hot, motherfucker. That's a burnt ass fucking pizza. You know, but then you know what I said to myself? All right, you know what? I tried it. It wasn't that bad. The sauce is amazing. So
it's New York pie, dude.
Exactly. Exactly. This guy could have put the sauce on a piece of shit and told me it was a calzone. I was, oh, it's great. You know? Oh, God, this is good.
Well, I tell you, when I was up in the city there with you that time, when we got invited over to MTV.
And we invaded Hooters.
Yeah, Hooters. Before that, we went to that pizza joint there. And I tell you, they had pretty good pizza. The garlic knots were unbelievable, dude.
Yeah, they know how to soak those fuckers in Manhattan.
You know, explain what, because a lot of people don't know what garlic knots are. I was trying to explain. You know, I saw, man, I had these great garlic knots. They're like, what? Explain what a garlic knot is, please.
All right, garlic knot is very simple. It's where they actually take the dough, like the crust part of the pizza, and they roll it up into a knot, but at the same time, they baste it in garlic, and some places even garlic powder, and I've even seen, like, parsley on it, and they actually bake them, and it's like having pizza balls.
Yeah.
Except no cheese and no sauce.
Right. It's like taking... almost making like a garlic meatball, almost like out of dough instead of putting on, right?
Exactly.
And these people just don't understand. They're like, ew. Like, it's not ew. It's, oh my God.
Yeah. And you know what? It's actually common order here. I mean, if I'm getting a pie, I'm automatically asking if there's garlic. How many, what do you charge for your nuts? Some places are like four for a dollar. Some are three for a dollar, some of this, some of that. Just fucking throw in a dozen. Right or wrong?
Exactly.
Because you know everybody that gets the pizza with you, first of all, the motherfuckers, nah, I don't want no garlic knots. Oh, those garlic knots? Of course they are, asshole. You were there when I fucking ordered this shit. All of a sudden, now you got that fucking,
what?
On your fucking face, you know. Do you get garlic knots, man?
Fucking idiot.
Yes, I did. You're not getting any either, so shut the fuck up.
Idiot.
Period ended. So, that kind of gets me in the fucking, in the groove. But yeah, in the New York studio, be here for just, I think it's another week. I don't even fucking know, dude. My schedule is, how do you call it? Not?
Fucked up.
I don't have a schedule. People don't understand that about me. I've had people, and this is the weirdest thing. People have come down to the Florida area. I'm going to be in Orlando, man. Let's hook up. Where's the spot? We'll go get some beers. I will be in New York that week. What? Yeah. Or vice versa. Here's the most ironic part, too. I kind of made this trip, with the exception of you and I think Buf know about it. It was incognito. All right? You knew about this one, but at the same time, the people that I hang out with when I come up, because, you know, we got the New York crew up here, they didn't have a fucking clue. And then it was like a fucking mass panic attack, because I got up here last weekend. And I came up on Friday. So usually if I come up on a Friday, I really don't want to go out and do anything Friday night. Because, you know, I'm exhausted from flying and... Fuck it. You know how it is, dude. Especially you fly in an afternoon. Especially flying nowadays is it's becoming a fucking chore. Because
it's a job.
Exactly. You got to get to the fucking airport at a certain fucking time. You got to make sure that you got this, you got that. And then you got to check in on this, go do that, go do it. Before you know it, for example, I'll give you a prime example. It's like an easy 2 hour and 20 minute flight. From Orlando to New York. Going back is a little bit longer, I guess, because of the wind current. It's always like that. One way's faster than the other. So you got a 2 o'clock flight. You're scheduled to land at 3:20 at JFK, for example. You got it. You first of all, if you're sleeping because you want to get comfortable before your flight, you're going to get up at least the minimum 9:30 in the morning or 10. Then you're going to do your shower, shit, and shave routine. Have something to eat because the airports are fucking expensive these days. We know that. You're going to mosey your ass to the airport a couple of hours early. So if your flight's at 2, you want to get there for at least 11:45. And then once you get there, dude, it's all dilly-dallying. Then by the time you land at, what, 4:20? I said 2 o'clock, 4:20. That's your 2 hours and 22 minutes. And you get to your destination, it's already 6 o'clock. It's like that whole process is, tell me if I'm right or wrong, 8 fucking hours.
Oh, hell yeah.
8 fucking hours, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this is what I'm talking about. So right away, you know, when'd you get up here? Get up here for, well, why didn't you call me? Because I'm fucking beat. But you were off. All you had to do is fly. That's all I had to do was fly. 8 fucking hours, dude.
Yep.
8 hours. So speaking of that, I don't know if you caught this story. I want to bounce into this one. You know, it just leads right into the whole airport theory. But this happened in Denver, Colorado. This chick here, and I mean, I don't know. Just listen to the fucking story, and then you be the judge of this.
Terminal at DIA is asked to put out her cigarette. So here we go.
They got a chick at the airport. She knows that she's not supposed to be smoking inside the fucking airport, right? But once again, this is a rocket scientist, so she's got a cigarette lit prior to going through the security area. All right?
Brilliant.
I was just about to add that if you were on board with that.
Brilliant!
All right, so take a listen to this now.
She responds by stripping completely naked.
So she decides that they tell her to put the cigarette out, she takes all her clothes off.
Okay, wait a minute. So if I'm in a bar and I tell a girl I want to see her get naked, I just got to say, hey, put your cigarette out?
Exactly. Put your fucking cigarette out and you'll have pussy in your face.
There you go.
Yep. Justin Joseph spoke with a man who saw the bizarre scene unfold, and he's live at the airport tonight with an interview that you'll see only on Fox. Justin.
Jeremy, such a bizarre scene that if you pull up your iPhone application for TMZ, the celebrity gossip site out of Los Angeles, you can see it's the number one story on their website.
Well, you know, and I was shocked by that, too. I was really shocked by that. TMZ picked this thing up. And wait till you hear what they paid for the photo of her. Because somebody was snapped a photo of her standing there naked in front of security. She, and I can't tell what kind of boobs are, because, you know, they put the bar on the boobs and the...
But now, this is not a celebrity, though.
No, it's not a celebrity. It's just your everyday average chick, heavy set, blonde. She didn't look right. I mean, like I said, it's a cell phone photo. You could see she has a little bit of, you know, she's a little thick on the bottom. I mean, not really my cup of tea, but somebody might say, damn, that's fucking smoking hot. But
you for.
Oh, God. I tell you, dude.
BBW.
Oh, God.
We're live.
Segways.
Hey, Jimmy, is that bitch big?
Right up his alley.
Oh, my Lord. I tell you. Oh, God. I really. He's going to come and get you.
Mother Joker.
But, you know. As I'm saying is, you know, but TMZ picks this thing up. Take a listen to what they actually paid for this photo. And it's your every average day chick. I guess I don't know if this is crazy, but a lot of chicks have, I don't think stripped nude, but chicks have gone in bikinis to protest security, right or wrong.
Mm-hmm.
All right, take a listen to this.
In fact, we're told that they offered $3,000 for this photograph, and we're going to...
$3,000 for the photo, okay? So that's, I mean, for a naked nobody. Now, if you want to make some quick money, just go to the airport, take your clothes off, have somebody snap a picture of you, sell it to TMZ, and there you go. Easy, quick, $3,000, right?
Yeah, hell yeah.
All right, take a listen.
I'll show that to you in a moment. The woman had just stepped through security here at Denver International Airport. She had made her way to Concourse B, and that's when security noticed her odd behavior, and so did a number of passengers.
It was a sight so shocking, so unexpected, right in the middle of Concourse B. People couldn't get to their cell phone video cameras fast enough.
What do you think you would have did if you were standing there and she fucking dropped trial? You would have called me right on your iPhone and say, oh, look!
Hell yeah.
I got a story for the show. Great.
No one really noticed her at first because people were trying to get on their planes. And then about 2 minutes later, everybody realized she's butt naked.
You know, that's actually fucking true, dude. That you would think that, you know, and you know what's funny? You know, people always say, oh, how come nobody saw that? You know what I mean? Or how'd I miss that? Because people don't understand something. If you go into a titty bar or a strip club, you expect to see nudity, right or wrong?
Correct.
If you go to a beach, you expect to see flesh, skin, and bikinis, correct?
Correct.
All right. If you're going to an airport or a subway or your place of business, do you look or do you consciously go, there's going to be a naked chick in that corner? No.
Hell no.
You don't, because that's just not your subconscious. When you're in a situation like this, you're in an airport. The only thing you're thinking about is getting through the fucking security gate, getting to your fucking plane and making it to your destination safe. So and if some chick decides to strip nude and stand there, you wouldn't even notice.
Probably not.
No, unless somebody pointed it out. I mean, and I'll give you a case in point, even going to a couple of hotels here in Daytona. I was in Daytona on business, went to a couple of hotels, and we had a break in between the seminars, and I headed over to poolside. And, you know, a couple of people, said, oh, we have a beer, we're going to relax, because it wasn't going to kick back up for a couple of hours. I was like, all right, fine. Go and you situate that. And lo and behold, dude, right in front of me is a pair of like 38D fucking large fucking tits attached to this hot Spanish chick, bro, with a nice body. And I'm sitting there going, I don't see it. But the guy in front of me gets up all of a sudden. He's like, dude. I go, what? Look. So I lean up and I go, oh, nice. Nice cans. Mm-hmm. The whole time she's been laying there like that, dude. Spread eagle, but she had a thong on. You could still see lip or so. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
but you know, I didn't see it. They could have smacked me in the face, and I wouldn't have seen it. I'm drinking, got a beer.
Surrounded by traveling passengers, the woman stripped completely naked and just stood there. Security radioed that the woman apparently dropped her clothes because she was smoking mad at airport security.
It's Bravo 8-4.
Listen to the security transmission.
Bravo 8-4.
Yeah, go ahead.
We got some fat bitch pulling down her pants. And she's about to expose her vagina area.
Hey, Jim, is she a BBW?
I like some that big, Mr. Jim.
Mother chucker!
The fucking radio transmission's amazing.
We have a party smoking. He refused to put the cigarette out.
She didn't put the cigarette out, but there's my favorite part.
The party's at Baker 81 right now, taking off her clothes.
Oh my god, what do you think of that, dude?
I'm waiting.
Brilliant!
Is she hot?
I don't know if they. No, they didn't say that. Because you know what it is? They knew that this transmission was being recorded.
Yeah, it'll get in trouble. But you know, that was the first thought in his mind.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. Fuck yeah.
What? Once she stopped smoking, nothing happened. And then all of a sudden, she just starts getting undressed. Out of the blue for no, absolutely no reason whatsoever.
This man asked us to conceal his identity because of his work. He says the woman's behavior had parents running to cover their children's eyes.
and guys running to pull their fucking pecker out. Want some?
Some just stared.
I didn't hear a whole lot of laughter. People were just shocked. It was more shock.
18 minutes in an outfit later, police revised the woman's travel plans. Paramedics took her to Denver Health Medical Center for a mental health evaluation. Now, tonight, we were supposed to get our hands on a video of this incident, but we are told by someone who has it in their possession that TMZ is offering $10,000 for it. A lot of active negotiations ongoing right now. As for this woman, Denver police say because this was a mental health incident, she probably will not face charges. We're live at Denver International Airport. Justin Joseph, Fox 31 Denver.
All right, so you want to add anything to that? What do you think? What are your thoughts on smoking chick getting undressed?
Well, you know, it's just, why all of a sudden do they have to label it a mental incident? Why can't it just be that the chick wanted to get naked?
Well, because the environment, I guess.
Yeah, but I mean, why, right away, oh, there's something wrong, there's this, there's that. Maybe she just wanted to get naked on an airport. Maybe that was one of her things on her bucket list.
Maybe it was her one of her voyeuristic ways. I don't know.
Exactly, but right away they got to label her as a loony bin.
Well, I don't know, but in that case, you'd have to assume that somebody fucking needs a psych. Somebody needs a psych exam if they're going to pull something like that at an airport. And you know what? You're right too. But even the fact there should have been some kind of charges, not just for the nudity, but for the fact of having the lit cigarette in the terminal.
Yeah, that too.
That should have superseded the fucking indecent exposure any day. Because exactly. You wouldn't mind a chick on your airplane nude, but a chick on your airplane nude carrying gasoline and a lighter, it's a different story.
Exactly. You know, maybe they labeled her as being mental because she was probably too fat and nasty to be naked.
Yeah. Just could be.
Hmm.
I don't know. You could be right.
Mutant.
But anyway, so don't put your cigarettes out and take your clothes off. They definitely do not want to actually see that. But have you been watching? I don't know what shows you've been catching yourself about. I haven't caught up on too many, but the Dancing with the Stars. I don't really care to watch that show. But exactly. I feel the same way. But the one thing
loves that show, but I just can't take it.
Yeah, but the one thing that aggravated the shit out of me about that this week was, I don't know if you're familiar with the Janelle White. You know who that is? The kid that played Urkel.
Oh, okay, yeah.
You know, he's on this show, and he's dancing. I don't know with some chick that he's set there with, and he just goes into this whole fucking tirade and starts crying. And I'm sitting here and I'm saying to myself, what is this really about? I mean, I don't understand these shows. I'm Dancing with the Stars. This is a star from when was he a star in the 80s?
Yeah, 80s.
Yeah. The kid has done nothing in the past, 20 years other than just stand around. He's made a couple of movies that went nowhere. He's actually been in a couple of movies that he regretted even being in. I remember reading that. But, you know, he gets into this whole big tirade and starts crying on TV at, you know, like, oh, you know, maybe he's crying because the only thing he could do is Urkel. I don't know. Take a listen to this fucking shit. Tell me it's not irritating to listen to.
Hey, Doyle, how much fun was it tonight to relive your character of Stefan Urkel in your dance tonight?
I can't even begin to express how personal.
I can't even begin to express how personal this is. Just get the fuck off the show.
It was. I got all my boys here. They're like, we call ourselves the fake friends.
here in the audience?
Yeah. You know, Kim's been strong for me all week. And it was just anytime I touch that stuff, that's my Mickey Mouse. Stefan Urkel and Steve Urkel are my Mickey Mouse. And
that's emotional.
What is your point of this? Are you even grasping this fucking Urkel is my Mickey Mouse from 20 years ago?
Not at all. Unless he means that, you know, he's not really, you know, a real star like somebody like, you know, Britney or anyone from the Mickey Mouse Club. You know, he's just some idiot.
Possibility. But I mean, I'm just sick and tired of these people. I really am. And I don't care. I'm calling them out tonight.
No, for you. What's that all about, Julian?
I love entertaining people.
Since when did he entertain?
A sitcom from the 80s. Jackass relapse alert.
That is since I was 3. And I just wanted to just complete this week.
Did
just
it.
Wanted to complete this week.
All right, well, you did it. Let's see what amazing. The judges thought of your scores. You did it. Good job. That's a great dance.
Yay! Oh, God.
This is why I don't watch these shows.
Unbelievable.
This is why I don't watch these fucking shows, and I know this is probably why you don't watch these fucking shows.
I just don't get it, dude.
You don't get it. I've never gotten it. The whole purpose of the show is Dancing with the Stars. I have not seen, there's been a couple people, Gavin DeGraw's a musician, not a star, on the show. There are people on the show makes no sense to me. I care not to watch it. It's boring, not exciting, and then you got to deal with crap like that to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
Another one, I tell you, while we were off, this interview came out. There was a report, excuse me, I got a bowl of Lifesavers here.
Yeah, of course.
I had to suck on the white one for you. Can you hear it?
Yeah, you like sucking on white things.
Yeah, shaved clits. I don't know if you read about this, but Rihanna was seen with Ashton Kutcher, allegedly leaving a place that he lived in. That's what the story was, allegedly.
Okay.
But now, you know, she's got a movie coming out, so of course she actually sets up this press conference. The movie people do, and a reporter goes to ask her a question, and the question is simple. The woman starts kissing her ass and licking her fucking feet and literally marinating her fucking woman vag to the point to get to the question. But the thing that actually irritates the fuck out of me, all this woman does is sing. That's it. Like I said, once again, with these celebrities, doesn't cure cancer, doesn't do anything exciting, just makes music. Good for you. She makes good music. Yes, she does. Not going to take that away from her. But take a listen to this, the way she snaps.
Hi there, Sarah from ITN. Rihanna, this is a question for you. I have no doubt that all of your fans will be coming to see this film. You know, you have so many, and you're so good at connecting with people. That
right, you see, there's the big pull-in, right?
Yep.
The marinating of the fucking, of the labia, right?
Mm-hmm. I think that we actually feel that we know you. Things are clearly going brilliantly in your career.
Things are going brilliantly in your career. More marinating.
I just wondered if you are as happy in your private life. And will we be seeing a certain Mr. Ashton Kutcher, perhaps, making a trip over here?
There you go right there. The whole setup, and then the brilliance toward the end. What did you think of that so far?
You know, I got to hand it to the reporter. That's the way to get the question out.
Right. She did a fine job of presenting the question. Now, take a listen to Rihanna's reaction.
Wow, how disappointing was that question?
How disappointing was that question? Disappointing was that question?
How disappointing is the person that the woman's interviewing?
Exactly. As if this is the fucking queen of fucking douche.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously.
Should we move on to another one?
Should we move on to another one? Because you can't answer something because we all don't give a fuck.
Absolutely.
I think there was a question. We've got to move on. I think
I'm happy and
here.
I'm single, if that's what you were really asking.
No, we didn't ask you that. The woman was asking if you were happy and fucking Ashton Kutcher.
Mm-hmm. And if he was going to be escorting you. And if you can't answer the question, fuck you.
Yeah. And here's another one of your fan favorites, Kim Kardashian, right?
Oh, yay.
This is another fun one of yours. Now, this is another one, too, where she was asked about Kanye West on the Today Show. Because allegedly she went on a date with him, has been seen hanging out with him, and he's got a song out there where he talks about Kim. And the one thing about this is, okay, and you got to understand this. Kim Kardashian does what with herself? Sells herself, right?
Mm-hmm.
Talks about herself. That's all she does.
Mm-hmm.
So if you were to interview her and she said, I'm not going to talk about myself, what the fuck could you possibly talk to this woman about?
Absolutely nothing.
Right. If you can't talk about the sex tape and the position she took it in when she fucked Ray J, there'd be nothing to talk about. So just take a listen to how the fuck this goes.
Well, let's talk about something fun because there's been a lot of buzz about you. Overnight, the Twitterverse exploded. That you were three trending topics on Twitter last night. So
she was trending last night, Twitter topics, dude. Do you realize the fact that people have nothing else to do on Twitter to actually create buzz about somebody that's not even buzzing about themselves?
You know, I still just don't get it, all that stuff. So
I understand your concept. I enjoy Twitter. I enjoy reaching out to our fans. I do.
Right. And there's a purpose to
exactly. that. Exactly. Promoting and marketing. That's what we utilize it for.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, I'm going to start a trending topic about Jim. Really? Let's just start one about Uchi. Go.
Uchi has a very big penis.
Thank you. Start treading.
I haven't looked on the internet in a while. So
well, let me ask you this.
It's a new
then.
Rule of mine.
I haven't looked on the internet in a while.
What's that mean? 15 minutes?
Since you first last sat down in the chair and started the interview.
Bull crap!
Oh, really?
I tweet and I Instagram, but I don't really look.
I Instagram. You know what Instagram is, dude? Instagram is becoming the new Twitter, Facebook, whatever. It's an app. I had it on my iPhone. You take photos of yourself, whatever you're doing, or so on and so forth, and you just post them. That's it. You can do that on fucking TwitPic on Twitter. But yet you're hip. Jim, I Instagram. Did you?
So it's basically for the conceited.
I Instagram, Jim. What the fuck's your problem?
Mutant.
What's your problem, Jim? You don't Instagram?
What?
No, I don't.
You stupid, ignorant son of a bitch, dumb bastard! Jesus Christ, I met some dumb bastards in my time, but you outdo them all!
I don't look online anymore. I don't read the magazines.
Well, let me put the question this way. Did you enjoy going to the Hunger Games with Kanye West?
Bull crap!
Here's what she got asked about, and listen to her response.
The movie was really interesting.
Yeah, I thought the movie was really interesting, so... She's not going to talk about hanging out with Kanye West, and who the fuck cares about the Hunger Games, do you?
I don't think she even seen the movies. I mean, how can she see the movie when she's on her knees?
Jesus, Jim. You see, this is why people need to talk to you about this stuff and stop wasting their time with celebrities.
Yeah, I was also telling Matt, I'm glad Matt's not doing the interview on this part. You know.
Because Matt was interviewing real people, real celebrities.
Exactly.
You're not.
With the Kanye question.
Oh, okay. All right. Sure. Well, let me ask you one more Kanye question because, you know, the lyrics of his new song, Flu, says, I admit I fell in love with Kim around the same time she fell in love with him. Well, that's cool, baby girl. Do your thing. I mean, on Twitter, they're even calling you Kimye. I mean, do you want to clarify this in any way?
I completely respect and understand that you have to ask these questions. But I've said before, I mean, Kanye...
So she doesn't want to talk about anything that people want to hear about, so why even have her on the air?
Exactly.
Wasting fuck... This is like a waste of 5 fucking minutes here.
Me and I have been friends for years, and, you know, you never know what the future holds or where my life will take me. So... I like the song.
It's probably fun to be the subject of a song as well. So, but I know a lot of what's been tough for you is this divorce that you're going through. Your husband has asked for an annulment. Why not just give it to him?
Here's another fucking load of shit. You remember the marriage to Humphreys, right?
Yeah. What did it last? Like 17 days or something?
Yeah. Listen to this story and then tell me. Yeah. Okay.
Let it be over.
I'm sure I would love one myself, but. You know, there's certain guidelines on how you can get one, and I'm not sure that we fall under that. So, you know, also regarding the whole divorce thing, we are still going through a divorce. So there's not
Bull
really much
crap.
I'm allowed to talk about. But I
Bull
really,
crap.
I just, you know, out of respect for him, I try not to really talk about stuff, you know, involving him and regarding that situation.
Because she doesn't want to get a fucking lawsuit, right?
Well, exactly. And from what I understand, it was leaked that the, you know how you have to put down a reason for the divorce?
Yeah.
On her petition, she wrote down for a reason that she, you know, wanted the divorce was because he was white.
Could be. Could be.
Brilliant!
Yeah. But, you know, it's all just about, I'm just really ready to close that. I have closed that chapter, so I'm just really ready to move on.
And I can tell just sitting with you that this is a subject of a lot of pain for you, so I don't want to spend a lot.
It's a subject of a lot of pain for you. Listen when she asked her about the whole deal.
A lot of time talking about it, but I do want to give you a chance to respond to those who still think that your marriage was a sham.
What do you think, Jim? You think it was real or is it mock for TV and money?
Oh. Definitely, definitely real. Dude, yeah. Oh my God, how can you ask that question?
This is true love, I agree.
Still think that. What do you want to say to them?
That's something that's really ridiculous to me, because why would I marry someone, what, for ratings?
Exactly, publicity, ratings.
Thank you, Jim, for hitting the nail right on the head.
Didn't need that. Our show, you know, does amazing with or without the wedding. What, you know, it's to me, it's just hurtful when people say that, because anyone that knows me knows that I love really hard. I fall hard.
I love really hard. A lot of people don't understand something, that reality is real bullshit. Period. Fucking end it. When you can understand that, everything around it's bullshit.
And I followed my heart.
You
and
walked down the aisle expecting to spend the rest of your life with
absolutely.
Him.
Absolutely. And so when things don't work out,
bull
that's
crap.
Sometimes just how life is. You don't go into it expecting that. But when you realize it, for me, when I realize it fast, what's the point in dragging something out or waiting when you know that it's just not it for you? Mm-hmm. So, but... To me, I learn a lesson from everything that I go through, and I really believe this whole experience has changed me for the better, and I have no regret.
All right, Jim, do you want to add anything to that with the Kim Kardashian and my marriage, and I don't go on Facebook, Twitter, or anything like that?
You know, dude, I'm just so sick and tired of the Kardouche baggians that it's just not even worth my time.
I agree. I just thought I'd bring that up because I don't understand how a show like the Today Show would actually bring somebody on like that, knowing that all they do is talk about themselves and promote themselves, but yet don't want to talk about anything that's going on. So what a waste of sperm. All right. I want to jump into this story right here. The story caption. Take a listen to this, dude. This is a sick bitch. Her name is Christina Reber. She's 43 years old. And you don't have a copy of this because this wasn't a part of the news stories. This was an extra. This is called Ex-Girlfriend Busted for Brutal Scrotum Attack. Ugh. Just, dude, it gets worse. So get in a position. That's all I'm going to tell you.
Already holding them.
All right, cops. Assault left Indiana man bloody and swollen. This happened April 5th. An Indiana man had his scrotum. Ready?
Ow.
severely torn when his on-again, off-again girlfriend entered his home and plummeted him in an attack that resulted in the woman's arrest on several criminal charges, including two felonies. What were the two felonies, dude? His left and his right fucking nutsack?
Oh, crying against the scrotum. I don't like it.
No. Christina Reba, 43, was freed from jail yesterday after posting $10,000 bond in connection with her bust for the alleged attack last Friday at the Munchie House. Munchie is the name, M-U-N-C-I-E. I'm saying it right, right?
I guess so.
Of her ex-boyfriend, who told cops that he ended the couple's eight-month relationship days before the assault. The victim, 57, told police that he was working at his computer when Reba, pictured in the adjacent mugshot that I'm looking at, and got walked into his house uninvited, according to the police report. That will make every guy wince. The man said Reba screamed at him to call the fucking police before launching her assault. Reba, the victim, told cops first struck him repeatedly in the head before latching onto his scrotum and squeezing as hard as she could. The man interviewed by police at the hospital emergency room said that he was in incredible pain when Reba grabbed his scrotum and began digging her fingers.
Oh, what?
I just got the chills.
The victim recalled that Reba refused to let go of his scrotum, but he was finally able to pry his scrotum from Reba's hand after they fell to the ground during the scuffle. The man then called an ambulance, which transported him to, listen to this hospital name, I'm not making this up, dude, Ball Memorial Hospital. I swear to God, dude, it says it, Ball, and there's a picture of the hospital. It says Cardiac Surgery Ball Memorial Hospital. Is that an oxymoron or what? What happened to you? Got my balls pulled off. Take them to Ball Memorial, quick. A cop reported that the man had blood on his shirt and a long, wide tear on his scar. Can you imagine the cop that had to check that out? Let me see what you did. Oh, they could actually put a zipper on that.
Oh, man.
Which had been completely torn loose from his body.
Ow.
Oh, my Lord. In a follow-up interview 2 days after the incident, the victim told police that his scrotum was so swollen he was unable to walk and is missing work. The man added that his scrotum is still bleeding and doctors are not sure if there is permanent damage to his groin or not. I think there is.
Oh, hell yeah.
Reba was charged with aggravated battery and illegally entering the victim's home, both felonies. She was also charged with a misdemeanor of domestic battery. Reba is next due in court on April 30th. Do you think the court officers and everybody's going to be wearing like fucking cups?
I think so. What was her bond?
Her bond? Let me see what it says. Hold on. Let me scroll back up. Let me scroll back down for you.
I believe it was $5,000 a testicle.
I didn't see it. Where is it? Hold on. No.
Oh, man. My nuts still hurt after that story, dude.
I'm just looking at the picture laughing. Ball Memorial.
Oh, my God.
You got to look that up. It's fucking hysterical.
Poor bastard.
Poor bastard indeed, man. That is just fucking the epitome of ouch and what the fuck.
Ooh. I just got the chills again. I don't care who you are. Any guy that hears a story about another guy getting something happening to his balls or his dick.
Oh,
it's like, oh, the poor bastard.
Dude, I am in such agreeance with you on that. It's just fucking pathetic. All right. All right, you ready to get into this?
Yep.
All right, let's get into this. The Uchi Show news stories. These are news stories submitted by you, the listeners. You could do so by sending them to uchishow@gmail.com. All right, Jim, jump in this and say hello to Mark of Chatham County, Georgia.
Hey, Mark, what's up, dude?
Mark writes, I listen to you on my iPhone every week. Jim?
Hey, the iPhone doesn't suck anymore.
There you go. Check out this jerk. You really got hooked up. Keep up the good work. Thanks. Whatever that's supposed to mean, dude.
I guess he knows.
He says he, but I'm looking at the story. It doesn't make sense. It says woman. Let's read the caption. Woman broke into house and started breastfeeding a stranger's baby.
What okay.
the fuck kind of night are we having tonight? Scrotums getting ripped off, chicks naked at the airport, and women sticking their tits in kids' mouths that's not theirs. I tell you, this show's amazing. That's why it's called the best of the worst news.
Exactly. Well, if she's any good looking, she could break into my house and breastfeed me.
Yeah, hopefully she doesn't put her fucking nails into your groin. Oh, imagine that. Yeah, you want to suck my tit? No. Jim, you're getting a zipper on your peepee. All right, so let's read the story. Story reads, an apparently intoxicated woman broke into a stranger's home in eastern South Dakota and tried to breastfeed a two-month-old child. I tell you, people are fucking ridiculous, dude. A baby-shocked mother was awoken by dogs and called 911 around 5 a.m. on Sunday. She told officers that a woman she didn't know had entered her booking's home and attempted to feed her daughter. Charged as Sylvia was arrested and taken to Bookings County Detention Center in South Dakota. Rebecca Silva, the 24-year-old suspect, then crawled into bed and proceeded to treat the house as it was her own. Silva denied the allegations, claiming she never tried to feed the infant and that she had been invited into the home. I mean, this is the kind of story where you got to believe the homeowner, because why would they bother calling the cops?
Well, exactly.
Or, I don't know. I don't know which way it could go, but I can tell you one thing. If I walked into a room and how would you walk in a chick's fucking standing there with her fucking tits out? I want to feed your kid. Well, let me taste it first, if they look good.
Exactly.
Fucking believable, I tell you, what a night we're having tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Must be because I'm in the New York studio. I've not seen stories this fucking whacked out in how long, dude? I'm right or wrong?
Oh, God. Well, you know, they're pretty whacked out usually, but...
This is pretty fucking ridiculous. They must have knew that I was off, that we were off last week, and they were going to pile them on this week.
Maybe.
All right, go ahead and take the next one.
Okay, say hi to Chris from Clarksville, Tennessee.
Chris, how are you? Thank you very much for your email tonight.
Chris writes, hello, guys. Let me start off by saying how refreshing your show is.
Oh, there you go. Thank you very much.
I'm so sick of listening to the radio. All they play is the same crap over and over again.
We've heard that so many times in emails, though.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you.
I downloaded from iTunes and listened to you live on the 24/7 feed.
There you go, Jim. They download us from iTunes.
Yep, their iDevice doesn't suck anymore.
There you go.
This is the type of story that makes you shake your head and look the other way when someone asks for help. Thanks.
All right, you're welcome. Let's take a listen to this. This looks... I'm reading it. I'll let you read it.
Okay. Story caption. Winder resident reports woman used his bathroom, then stole meats from his refrigerator.
Did I not say this, or did I not say it as the tonight stories are just out there?
They are definitely out there.
What the fuck, dude?
A Winder man reported he let a woman enter his residence to use the bathroom, and she repaid the favor by helping herself to meat from his refrigerator.
Now, I'm going to tell you something, and Buf always says this, and I got to give Buf credit for this, which, by the way, is working tonight, so he's not with us, but Buf always comes up and says, the sun comes up, the spring comes around, the weather gets warmer, they lose their mind. And, you know, in reading these stories, dude, it's springtime. The man's absolutely right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, on April 5th, an officer with the Winder Police Department responded to the Tuggle Street residence where the complainant said he had let the woman in to use his bathroom and then heard her open his refrigerator before leaving. When the man checked, he noticed ham, pork chops, and bacon missing.
Bitch must have been fucking hungry, bro. Probably came in, took a shit, I had to reload.
Probably. The complete and value of the stolen meats at approximately $25. Dude, there's no way that was worth more than $25.
Depends on what the fuck he had in the fridge, though. It might have been the small pack of meat. $3 chopped meat. I don't know.
The resident told police he knows the woman from the neighborhood as she was living in a shack behind a house nearby. According to an incident report, the officer intended to take a warrant out for the woman's arrest on a charge of theft by taking.
You know, but the one thing I want to understand, though, is this guy says he claims he saw the woman living behind his house, right?
Well, behind a house nearby.
So what the fuck would you let her in for unless she looked good and he had the intentions of banging her?
Yeah, either that or he felt sorry for her. But yeah, no, you're right.
Doesn't make any fucking sense. There's no feasible sense behind that. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for that, Jim. Let's get into this. Say hello to Carmen of Tampa, Florida.
Carmen, what's up?
Carmen writes, Dear Uchi, she spelled it E-U-I-T-C-H-E. It's E-U-T-C-H-E. Remember that. Thank you for standing up for the little people of the world. How many times have we heard this before?
Mm-hmm.
The way you tell your side of the story really brings out the strong points. That's Jim, voice of reason, not me.
Mm.
The story link I have attached contains full crazy sick crap. Sick people in this world. I've listened to your show for 2 years now, and I've enjoyed it. Hey, tell Jim my iPod don't suck anymore. Regards.
There you go.
I just did. Story caption reads, meth lab found in restroom at how do you spell that? Boza? How do you pronounce it? Bose Walmart?
Bose? Yeah, I guess so.
I guess I'm right. These components of a shake-bake meth lab were found Saturday in a woman's restroom at Walmart. Authorities believe the meth that was made was removed from the bottle pictured special to the Times. Whatever the fuck that means, dude, unless I'm reading that wrong. A shake-and-bake methamphetamine lab was found Saturday morning in a woman's restroom in a Walmart in Bose. Bose Police Chief Terry Davis said a cleaning crew found a Nestle water bottle, 5 empty packets of Persuaderin between 8 and 9 a.m. in a stall in a restroom in front of a store. He said the cleaning crew contacted managers who contacted police. David said that Persuaderin was another store brand and not a brand available at Walmart, so it's unclear why someone would bring the ingredients into the public restroom to make the batch of meth there. What, they need to have clarification on why they did that?
Because
it was quick, easy, and simple.
And they're druggies.
Yeah, that looks like rice cakes in the fucking bottle, too.
Mm.
Residue was found in a bottle and was believed to be meth. It was removed from the bottle and possibly used in the restroom. Davis said an investigation is continuing. You know, after reading all the other stories we had tonight, this one actually seems like the calmest.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's like the rest were all like, yeah, and this one's like, oh, okay. Carmen, yep. We're teasing her, but thank you very much for your email. Jim, take the last one before we take a break.
All right. Say hi to David from my home state. He's here in Norwich, Connecticut.
David, what's going on, man? Thank you very much for your email.
David writes, hello, guys.
Well, what's up? Look like, dog.
Great radio program you run on here.
Thank you very much. We try.
I listen to your show on Uchi 24/7. Very funny.
Uchi 24/7.
But at the same time, so true.
Oh, well, thank you.
I thought this would work for your show. See attached. Thanks.
All right, cool.
Okay, story caption. Drunk man beats up handicapped man over Playboy magazine, deputies say.
Seems like we're right back on track now, right, with stupidity?
Yeah, pretty much. Oh, God, I shouldn't have looked.
Look at the name, too.
Randall Rumfelt.
Rumfelt, jackass alert.
Okay, a South Carolina man is facing charges after deputies say he assaulted a handicapped man over a Playboy magazine. According to a York County Sheriff's report, deputies were called to a home along Turkey Creek Road on Wednesday evening to re- to the report of an assault. When they arrived, deputies found 24-year-old John Edward Pack Jr. in the middle of a seizure on the front porch of the home. That's when deputies say they noticed injuries on Pack's head and face. Story goes on. Medical crews were able to get Pack's seizure under control, and deputies noticed more injuries to Pack's rib cage, stating that he possibly had a broken rib, a broken eye socket, and neck injuries. What
dude,
the fuck, dude?
Seriously, over a Playboy magazine?
Exactly.
A Playboy magazine, dude? You're going to rub one out to that, but you want to kill another individual?
I'm telling you. Okay, wow, this is a big story here. When asked what happened, Pack, who was handicapped, told deputies that he was attacked by a man over an issue of Playboy. That man, 42-year-old Randall Keith Rumpfelt.
Three name hillbilly jackass alert.
This dude lives with Pack's mother, the report states. According to the report, Pack was at his grandmother's house when Rumpfelt called and asked him to come a few houses down to his mother's house. When he got there, Pack told officers that Rumpfelt wanted to take the Playboy from him, and an argument broke out. Pack told officers that he hit Rumpfelt while defending himself, and Rumpfelt attacked him. Pack's mother was present during the assault, the report states, and said Pack had given her the Playboy and then hit Rumpfelt. She told deputies that she took John's glasses off his face so they would not get broken during the fight. After the attack, she told deputies that she cleaned Pack's wounds and he went back to his grandmother's house. She was arrested because she didn't call medical personnel to treat Pack's injury and failed to report the incident to law enforcement, the report states. Rumpfelt, who deputies say was intoxicated during the incident, was charged with assault and battery, second degree. He's being held at the Moss Justice Center under a $10,000 bond.
All right. Thank you very much for that, Jim. And big thanks up there to David. All right. We're gonna time to take a break. Ready to take a quick break?
Yeah, I need a break.
Yeah, that was some good stuff first half. Thank you, everybody, that sent an email news story. If you have one for the show, send it to uchishow@gmail.com. Or you can hit me up on Twitter, man. It's twitter.com/EUTCHE. We're going to take a break. More of the Uchi Show is coming up next. Stick around. Stand by. New Balti move.
Muse some, infuriated others. When do broadcasters go too far?
You have surfed up the airwaves.
Where does hilarity stop? Stop. And vulgarity begin.
The Uchi Show.
Christine O'Donnell on CNN with Pierce Morgan.
Right now, I'm curious about whether you support gay
marriage. You're borderline being a little bit rude.
That's cool. You're leaving?
Well, I was supposed to be speaking at the Republican Women's Club at 6 o'clock, and I chose to be a little late for that, not to be, you know... Yeah, not to endure a rude talk show host, but to talk to you about my book and to talk about the issues that I address in my book. Have you read the book?
Yes, but these issues are in your book. That's my point. Yeah. You do talk about them.
Okay. All right, are we off? Are we done?
He's still there.
I'm not. I'm still here.
He says he still wants to talk to you.
Well...
It would appear that the interview has just been ended.
The Uchi Show.
Betty B from the world famous Bunny Ranch, home of the HBO Cat House show. And you know what? When I'm not banging the bunnies, I'm watching and listening to Uchi Uchi Uchi.
Sports Report on NBC Tucson.
It's very easy for everyone to look ahead to the hoopla of Saturday's nationally televised whiteout with Washington at McHale Center. But as a wise man once said, whoa, 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 stop the clock. And stop that clock tomorrow night, 8:30 at McHale, and the Washington State Cougars, who are coming off wins against Cal in Stanford.
Whoa, 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 stop the clock.
The Uchi Show.
What's up? This is Lola Girl, and you're checking out The Uchi Show.
Yeah! Hell yeah! Jimmy, what is this?
This is Uchi TV.
Uchi TV. UchiTV.com. Log on right now. By the way, if you haven't been to Uchi TV On Demand, Jim, as you know, we got tons of clips, man, past and present, uploaded and ready for you to view and listen for your audio-loving downloading pleasure.
This is all the behind the scenes, the stuff that you just don't hear on the show.
Exactly. We needed a place to put it all, and UchiTV.com does it all. It's affiliated with YouTube.com, so log on right now, UchiTV.com, man. It takes you right there. And hey, follow it on Twitter, too, man. It's Twitter.com/UchiTV. Jimmy, what are some of your favorite stuff we got up there?
One of my favorite is when Buford shit himself.
Shit himself, or he was taking a shit during one of the breaks?
Yeah, during one of the breaks, we're doing the show, and he disappears.
Yeah, we're all like, hey, by the way, where are you at, man? We're ready to go. I'm in the bathroom. I mean, what is he doing?
You got to listen to the clip. Go to UchiTV.com. You got to experience it for yourself.
Yeah, and then there's also the Oh Yeah clip, one of my favorites, where you actually decided during the break, because you were telling him to listen to this clip carefully, and I remember you going, hey, pull your headset up really quick, turn it up. And he's like, all right, go ahead. And you're like, pfft. And he's like, oh yeah.
Yeah, and don't forget, we had the priorities up there of the drunk call.
I got a priority. That's absolutely right. The priorities of the drunk call when Buford Drunk dialed me. It's all available. You love the Uchi Show, man, and you want to hear those behind-the-scenes audio clips. They're priceless audio clips. Log on right now. Uchi TV On Demand right now. It's all available, and it's at your fingertips. Jim, you love it, man. How many times a day do you go check that site out?
Oh, a few times. You know, all I got to say is if you laugh your ass off during the show, you're going to laugh even more with behind the scenes.
That's right. Only available right now, man. Log on, UchiTV.com. The best of the Uchi Show, man. Behind the scenes and more. Check it on out, man.
Dogs.
Hello, towing?
Oh, yeah, BP towing, yeah.
Yeah, my old man's pissed off with you because he says that you towed his car, and he wants to come down there, and he wants to kick your fucking ass.
Hey, man, I don't know what you're talking about.
Let me put him on the phone with you. You deal with him.
You're unbelievable, man.
You got the wrong person, man, I'm telling you.
What don't you fucking understand? Are you professional or not?
I'm licensed, bonded, got insurance, everything else, but I don't know.
What the fuck is it with you?
You're going to have to talk to the owner of the place.
No!
Here, you talk to my buddy.
Hey, what type of car was it?
You're unfucking believable.
Hey, do not cuss on this phone. What type of car was it, and when was it towed?
Give me a fucking answer!
I'm asking you a question. We're trying to get to the bottom of this.
Are you professional or not?
Yes, we are professional.
Oh, good for you! What don't you get about it?
You got a receipt?
What don't you fucking understand?
Do you got a receipt?
No!
Okay, will you just tell us what type of car it was, when it was towed?
No!
Do you understand if... Can you...
What the fuck is it with you?
Hey.
Fuck's sake, man, well, you're amateur.
Call back Friday, talk to the boss, and he'll straighten it out.
No!
You take away I feel the same.
8 out of 10 strippers listen to the Uchi Show. The other two just happen to be whores. Uchi Show at Uchi.com.
Yo, it is Friday night. The big show is on in full effect. Thank you so much for spending part of your Friday night with us tonight.
Live.
Yo, don't forget, log on right now to www.euthe.com, uchi.com, for everything Uchi Show. And hey, while you're at it, you got Facebook? Check us out on Facebook. Facebook.com/euthe. And yo, you got Twitter? Check out my tweets, man. Twitter.com/euthe. Jimmy, welcome back from the break.
Dog.
Well, thank you, Uchi.
Yo, bro, go right ahead and plug your sites, man.
Oh, gladly. Check us out at www.vpzradio.com. We're on myspace.com/vpzradio, twitter.com/vpzradio, and Facebook. Get on over there, search for VPZ Radio, and like your page.
Oh, thank you very much for that, my good friend Jimmy Mon. You just heard from one of our fine affiliate stations, VPZ Radio. Don't forget to log on right now to Uchi.com. That's EUTCHE.com. Click on the center tab, man. And if you missed anything from tonight's show, you can go check it out and hear it on Uchi Rewind. Check out Knight Rider Radio, Maximum Threshold Radio, Morning Show Central, and Edge Radio, man. All part of the lineup where you can catch the Uchi Show in Rewind. And don't forget Uchi 24/7 as well in the mix. And yo, the Uchi Show is mobile. Take us with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by logging on right now to Uchi.com in the center tab. Select the mobile device that is yours. Click the link, download it, and you're set to go. Jimmy, tell them about the iTunes.
Dope.
Well, gladly. Does your iDevice blow? We'll get on over to Uchi.com right in the center tab. Click on the iTunes icon. Download full episodes right to your iPhone, iPad, iPod, whatever. And for once, your iDevice won't suck anymore.
All righty. Thank you very much for that. And by the way, big shout out to our dog, Dominic at
the Thresh.
Why do we say Dominic at the Thresh, dude? Because Dominic at the Thresh is our behind-the-scenes exclusive producer of the Uchi stuff. He uploads it to Stitcher Radio so you can download it on your mobile device. He also uploads it to iTunes so you can get it on your iDevices. So, Jimmy, go ahead and give our dog, Dom, at
the Thresh
a big plug.
Yo, Dom, brother. Way to go.
There you go. Jim with his big words tonight. He's pretty big on words right now. And, hey, don't forget, catch an all-new episode of Uchi 24/7 News on Uchi 24/7. Get full behind the scenes of tonight's show. Also, if you missed the listener-submitted news stories, you can get a full recap as well. Uchi 24/7 News follows Uchi Rewind, which follows the Uchi Show. So I'll give you the order. You're listening to the Uchi Show right now. Next is Uchi Show Mixer, followed by Uchi 24/7 News. And by the way, check out the Facebook On Demand page. Log on right now to facebook.com/UchiTV or go to UchiTV.com for more details. All right, Mr. Jim, did we get everything and get everybody, make everybody happy?
I think so.
You sure about that?
Well, you know what? When in doubt, just go to Uchi.com. How's that?
I don't know why I even bother doing everything I do when you just sum it up like that.
There you go.
All right, take a listen to this story. I got this is a quick one, and then we're gonna bust into one before we get out of here. But this one here, it's short, simple, and sweet, but take a listen to the, and this is what I want you to listen to here. The age of the guy, what he got busted doing, and how it all ended. Take a listen.
An 80-year-old man from Oshkosh has been arrested.
You got that?
Yep.
80 years old from Oshkosh. Bagosh.
Arrested on suspicion of second offense, drunken driving.
Drunken driving at 80 years old. Okay, there you go.
Okay.
Following along, take a listen to this.
Police say they responded to a crash Friday afternoon. They say the man had failed to stop for a stop sign and had run into a beer delivery truck.
How's that?
Well, you know, maybe the guy fell asleep, smashed into the truck, and the beer was pouring out and his mouth was open, you know, because you sleep with your mouth open sometimes, the old people. And the beer was pouring into his mouth, which then got him intoxicated.
Either that or he was following the truck in lieu of catching it, and guess what he did?
He caught it, all right.
Yeah, listen.
He then allegedly put his car in reverse and hit a parked car. No one was hurt.
Have these not been the stories of all time?
I'm telling you, dude, it's got to be a full moon or something.
Dude, you could actually do the best of for the month of April and just play this show.
Pretty much.
They're not going to get any more stupider than this, but take a listen to this one. I think we might be able to top the cake.
Well, police say after Graham was arrested and booked for the first time, he was released on PR bail and for some unknown reason went to the hospital. Now, his car was in a tow lot, but once he left the hospital, he managed to get that car and drive again.
All right, so let me set it up for you as she started to. The cops arrest this dude and impound his car, right?
Mm-hmm.
Some apparent reason he's able to get out of the hospital and go get his car out of the impound, drive it again, and get arrested again.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay, but you don't even know why, right? Take a listen to why and tell me this one don't top the fucking cake for the night.
Windshield glass shattered and a spare tire now on the passenger side of this Buick Park Avenue. This is the evidence of what Merrimack police say was two drunk driving incidents in...
two drunk driving incidents in less than, listen?
One day.
One day in less than 3 hours, dude.
Oh, God.
Listen to this dick.
Both involving this man, Jeffrey Graham.
Unfortunately, people don't know when to stay off the road, and even after they've been arrested and ordered to stay off the road.
It all began on Friday afternoon when a resident on Elm Street flagged down an officer.
Indicating that a red vehicle had just struck a mailbox at his residence and left the scene with a flat tire.
Captain Albert says police spotted the car on the DW highway. The driver, Jeffrey Graham, was given field sobriety tests and failed. He was arrested and later taken to the hospital.
At some point was released by the hospital and went to the tow company. And was able to have his vehicle released to him.
Now, but in the hospital, not in their defense, but how does this work where the guy is arrested initially and put in the hospital because he's drunk, too drunk to drive? How do you release him when he comes back out? He gets into the same exact infraction of driving under the influence again, which means that when he walked out of the hospital, he was still fucked up and impaired, right?
Well, if I heard the beginning of the story correctly, he was arrested, then released on a promise to appear, and he went to the hospital on his own, if I heard the story correctly.
I don't know. I'd have to put it back.
That's the way I think I heard it.
Yeah, I'll put it back in a minute. But I mean, but if that's the case, though, why would they let him out anyway? And you walk up to an impound yard still intoxicated to the point that when police pull you over, you're going to be arrested again for drunken driving. Something's wrong, right? Nobody picks this up?
You would think so.
At about 6:40, 3 hours later, a call came in to police that a car had hit a mailbox on Dolly Road.
Yep.
So it's apparent the guy's that fucked up that he's still hitting stuff.
Both mailboxes, too.
Yeah, exactly. So he's not fucking straight, period.
The operator was then seen passing through the area, and an officer was able to stop that vehicle, and it turned out to be one and the same Mr. Graham operating the same vehicle with a flat tire.
We visited Graham at his home today, but he declined to be on camera. Police say, for now, his license is not suspended.
Yeah, I thought they were going to say they went to go visit him, but he was out on a joyride. Yeah, we went to visit him, but he was still out driving around looking for more mailboxes. Exactly.
What?
But he will be in court next month.
Well, clearly this individual has a problem.
You think?
Hopefully he'll get it addressed. And
you think he's going to drive to court drunk?
Probably.
It's clear that the courts need to address the issue with his license until he takes care of his problem.
Now, this is not the first DWI charge for Graham. He was convicted of DWI in 2010. Reporting live in the newsroom, Heather Hamill, WMUR News 9.
So apparently this guy is no stranger to this. You want to put it back real quick from the beginning?
I think that's what I heard.
No. I have to just hold on. Yeah.
Well, police say after Graham was arrested and booked for the first time, he was released on PR bail and for some unknown reason went to the hospital. Now, his car was in a tow lot, but once he left the hospital...
That's all it says.
Yeah.
Didn't say that, but in any event, though, still, in fact, he's in a hospital. You know the guy's fucked up. How the fuck do you let him out?
I don't know.
Thank God. The only thing I could say is thank God nobody lost their life over this fucking stupidity.
Exactly. Exactly.
You want to add anything to this before we roll?
If you're going to get arrested for drinking and driving, don't try and get your car out the same day. Cause
yeah, and do it again, you dick.
Exactly.
Fucking moron. All right, Jim, I want to thank you for being a part of the program with me tonight. It was good doing it up in the Northeast with you so I can feel your cold air.
There you go.
It's always a pleasure to have you on.
Well, thank you. It's always a blast to be here.
Yeah, we had a blast tonight as well. And by the way, end of the show, Mr. Uchi, you got to go remember, live every day as if it's your last, because one damn day it will be. Don't forget to log on to Uchi 24/7 for 24 hours of nonstop Uchi show, rewinds, recaps. You name it, it's there. We'll catch you guys next Friday night. Yo, for myself, Jim, and the crew, we are OUT out the door, man. Peace. Hey, don't forget to log on right now to www.euthe. That's uchi.com for everything Uchi Show. While you're there, man, check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/euthe. You got Twitter? Check out my tweets, twitter.com/euthe. Yo, check out the best of Uchi on demand on Uchi TV on demand. Log on right now to uchitv.com. Check out past videos and brand new fresh content uploaded daily. uchitv.com. And hey, you got a mobile phone? You want to take us with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week? Log on right now to uchi.com in the center tab. Select the link for Stitcher Radio. Stitcherradio.com is available for Android, iPhone, BlackBerry, Palm Pre, and Palm Pixie. That's Stitcher Radio and the Uchi Show, man. Log on right now to uchi.com center tab for more details. Everything you want to know is right there at your fingertips. Uchi.com.
What'd that look like? Dogs.